hallelujah.
Raise a hallelujah.
With everything inside of me.
Everything inside of me.
I raise a hallelujah.
Raise a hallelujah.
I will watch the darkness flee.
I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Do you feel like you're on a journey? Some people like to think of a particular destination or place as the goal of life. But I'm wondering if Jesus intends for us to think that love is the goal. I found something from one of my favorite writers the other day that said, love is the source and goal. Faith is the slow process of getting there. And hope is the willingness to move forward without resolution and closure. People who have these gifts, faith, hope, and love, are indestructible. This removes the idea of having to get somewhere and says you actually might already be where you're going if you're being led by and living out God's love. That must be what Jesus is talking about when he says that the kingdom of God is within in Luke 17:21. Let God move you forward through today, trusting in the hope, love, and the faith that he will provide.
This is what it means to live hope.
Radio.
They play all the real music.
This station is non-stop.
Awesome hits.
The best radio station.
The broadcasts speak for themselves.
The revolution in music.
Music you want.
This is why we have
the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. KAYT.
Back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 44th verse, 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, Oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors, the waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master. Yes, sir. The tempest is raging. Tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is all shadow with blackness. That not that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, Lord. Get up, Jesus.
whenever the Lord says peace, there will be
Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on.
No matter what's going on.
He'll make it all right.
Said it in his
but
word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright. He'll make it all right.
He said, I'll make it all right.
Be encouraged. No matter what's going on.
be there for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No, 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 no. No.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
It's another weekend at the spot around nine. Me and my fellas hanging, girls looking fine. Everyone's doing the same old routine, scooping out the honeys and pulling out the green paper. That's what I use so I can trace her. Give me a cell phone and two waited hide and late. No one on it took the next day, but then I called her. She called me anyway.
That was me until I took a look into the VIPLE. H-O-L-Y-B-I-B-L-E. That was me. Whole life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me. Yeah. Until I took a look into the VIPLE. The H-O-L-Y-B-I-B-L-E. That was me. Whole life was shook.
Come on,
took a look. Come on,
sing it for me, Mom. In the day when I was in school, thought that I really was so cool. Things I thought that I would not do, I did just so I can try something new.
Who you?
The one that went to Sunday school.
Who you?
The one that never broke a rule. Tried so hard to fight, but it's hard when it feels so right.
Yes, that was me. Until
yeah.
I took a look into the
VIPLE. Yeah.
Come on. That was me. All life was shook when I took a look into the book. Yes, that was me.
I never thought it could be.
Took a look in the book.
How could this be?
No, no, no. Into the book.
Things changing in me.
It's like.
So take a look.
Look.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Not quite like how I should be.
How do you look?
Now I feel so fresh and clean. You mama, tell me, did you get shook from the book?
Yes, I got shook when I looked into the book.
How did you look?
Boy, I was stuck in between.
How do you look?
Like I've been set free.
Shake the hook. That was me.
That was me.
That was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff William Earl Hilton. I've been privileged to serve the people of Rapides Parish for 24 years as their sheriff, with a total of 50 years in law enforcement. We put a school resource officer in every school in Rapides Parish, and I think that is so important for the mothers and daddies to know that their child is going to a school where it is safe. We've built new substations around the community. We've reopened the substation on Lower Third that was closed during the Wagner administration, which was important for the people in that area. We opened a new substation out in Colleen. Rapides Parish is a great place to live. We try to keep it safe. The narcotics, drugs, opioids are a problem throughout this country. I think Mark Wood, he has the same philosophy that I have. He wants Rapides Parish to be a safe place. He has a plan to make a joint task force to combat the drugs.
I'm Mark Wood, concerned citizen and candidate for sheriff of Rapides Parish. I would like to continue the legacy that Sheriff Hilton has built for our parish. Remember, please go vote. If you want to have a voice in America, please go vote.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT FM.
The blackness. Keep on.